This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, rainy days and Fridays as the week goes this week, and we've had quite a mix, haven't we? Starting out mild early in the week, then the cold front that moved through, and some rain on Monday, then chilly temperatures the last few mornings, and now all of a sudden, wet. And that's going to continue on and off, especially this morning, a steadier rain. It becomes more of a scattered shower-type pattern for this afternoon. We may hear a rumble of thunder, but everybody getting at least some rain this morning, and then more scattered this afternoon, and temperatures on the cool side of average, but still reaching about 70. There'll be some humidity thrown in there, too, so it'll feel warmer. Good for the lawns, and good for this time of year, given that it can be, of course, as we start to head toward our wildfire season, pretty dry, but not so much so far this year, so let's keep our fingers crossed. Dropping into the upper 50s to low 60s tonight, we'll still have some showers at times, especially this evening, and there could be a rumble of thunder again. And then for your Saturday, it's kind of an interesting setup here. We'll start out rather warm and humid, and temperatures will be in the 60s in what will really be a warm, humid day. However, that's going to make it very unstable in the afternoon because the core of this storm system will move overhead in the afternoon, and at about 30,000 feet, up into the atmosphere, the air will be quite cold, and that combination of cold air aloft and the warm temperatures at the surface, along with some humidity, should create some thunderstorms in the afternoon. And these storms will be capable of producing some hail, so something we'll keep an eye on for tomorrow afternoon and early evening. Not expecting widespread, big-time severe weather, but some storms that will produce some heavier downpours in spots and at times, and that chance for some at least medium-sized hail. And temperatures will flirt with the 80-degree mark tomorrow before those showers and afternoon thunderstorms develop. The good news is that system will finally push off to the east tomorrow night, taking the rain with it. Now, on its backside, it will be a rather brisk day on Sunday and rather chilly for this time of year, but it will at least have a partly sunny sky. We'll get a shot at some sunshine. Afternoon temperatures will only top out in the upper 60s to around 70, so a good 5 to 6 degrees below average, and that breeze will make it feel even colder. That won't be around for long, those chillier temperatures that'll warm up in a hurry early next week. Monday in the mid-70s, about where we ought to be this time of year, but reaching the low 80s on Tuesday. So, in summary, everybody gets rain from today through tomorrow at one time or another. Amounts look to average a half inch to an inch, but a few spots as much as an inch and a half of rain. There is at least some threat for some thunder today in the afternoon and evening hours, too. And then tomorrow afternoon, the chance for a few strong storms in a few spots across Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. So, for the beaches, obviously wet, unfortunately, for the end of spring break for Duval County today, not so pretty. Tomorrow, the best chance for rain and storms in the afternoon, but likely to have a few showers early in the morning as well, but at least temperatures will make a run toward 80 degrees. And then on Sunday, it's a very cool breeze coming off the ocean, pretty chilly for the beaches. Water temperatures right now are generally in the mid-60s. We also had the NOAA issue there. Outlook for the springtime yesterday for April, May, and the first several weeks of June, up until, of course, the summer solstice. The forecast is for much of the nation to have above-average temperatures. No surprise there. It's been that way all for the last 3 or 4 months. And that would include Jacksonville, northeastern Florida, and southeast Georgia. Average high temperature right now in the mid-70s, warms to the mid-80s by mid-May, and around 90 degrees by mid-June. And rainfall is forecast to be above average from the Plain States across much of the southeast and to right here at home in Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. And that would be good news because, of course, the peak of the wildfire season over the next couple of months. If we can keep it damp and wet, that would certainly obviously help that out a little bit. So we'll see how that pans out exactly. I've got more in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com, as well as our latest pollen numbers, which are through the roof for oak pollen. So this rain helps that a little bit. And also posted about that upcoming eclipse. How can I not, right? It's getting closer and closer. So all that in the Burrish blog, WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. I've also posted about the number of freezes this season, only 6, which is well below the average of 14. And in the last 10 to 12 years, I've averaged only about 9 freezes a season. With all your weather all the time, have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.